Jawad Anani is a former Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister of Jordan. He joins us live from Amman. Thank you so much for being on Al Jazeera. Let's begin with the violence and the protests that we've seen. How concerned are you that they could get worse?
Well, I think that there is a quite massive effort being mounted in order to contain what has happened and to try to give the government the space to review its policies and review the price hikes which have been added to fuel prices, which are already high. So in a way, people, you know, the conditions, in economic conditions in Jordan are challenging to both families and to the government at the same time. And so in a way, somebody is trying to find that magic formula which can keep both sides content and capable of doing whatever they have to do. Yet the people have felt that the government has actually enhanced the dose of onus, which they have to bear, to carry, which really disrupted their balance, their budgets. Mm. And the government is trying to remedy, according to people, to remedy its own budget problems at the expense of families' budgets. And so, therefore, you know, we have this confrontation that we see, which unfortunately reached violent levels that nobody in Jordan would accept.
No. The magic formula that you speak of, do you think that the government is capable of finding it, of finding that balance?
The problem is that I think that the government can, if they really use, you know, the proper policies and so on, but the question is that the confidence of many people in the government, especially after there was a national survey made which revealed that the government does not enjoy high popularity among the people, and the confidence in its capability to remedy their economic situation is quite low. So therefore, this recent decisions convinced the people that the government was not only incapable of solving their problem, but also it is oblivious to them because they have increased the prices of oil derivatives, which are mostly used by people who are of middle and low incomes. And so therefore, they had to go to the streets in order to express their displeasure with such a situation. They don't have the confidence, but the government must really unroll its sleeves and look for a formula as soon as possible in order to bring the streets back to normalcy.
Does it feel like Jordan is at the crossroads at this point in time between protesters and the government? Obviously, neither willing to step down at this point.
Well, Tom, the problem is that both the government has recently concluded a deal with the International Monetary Fund after the annual consultations, which have been made a couple of months ago. And accordingly, the government was praised for its courage to take the necessary steps in view of in application or in conformity with the IMF design policies. The government has taken such steps, including the hiking of the prices of oil derivatives. And this, as you see, people have found out that this is going to be to add to their own existing problems, and they wouldn't take it anymore. So the government is really caught between the rock and the iron and the hard iron. In a way, they are squeezed between two difficult choices.
Yeah. Well, let's hope they can find the magic formula that you speak of. Thank you so much. That is Jawad Anani, former Deputy Prime Minister of Jordan.